Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Heinkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the second week of Easter, April 16th, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, "The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has entered eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him." There is a quiet but decisive line in today's Gospel, one that divides the human heart in a way that is not loud, but unmistakable. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Everything. Not some things, not most things, but everything. And that means that life itself, true life, eternal life, the life we ache for in our deepest places comes to us only through the Son, not as an idea, not as a philosophy, not as a distant hope, but as a relationship, a living trust, a surrender. And so the Gospel continues, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life." Not will have, but has, already, now, quietly growing like a hidden flame within. There was once a man who inherited a large, beautiful house from his father. The house had many rooms, bright, open, filled with light, but there was one room he never entered. It remained locked. He knew it was there. He passed it every day. Sometimes he even rested his hand on the door, but he never opened it. Why? Because he feared what might be inside. The rest of the house was manageable, predictable, safe. But that one room, it represented something deeper, something he did not want exposed. Years passed, the house grew dimmer, dust settled in the corners, even the rooms he once enjoyed began to feel lifeless. One day an old friend came to visit. He walked through the house, quietly taking it in, and then stopped in front of the locked door. "You haven't opened this," the friend said. The man shook his head. "I'm not sure what I should do." The friend did not argue. He simply said, "Your father didn't give you this house to live in part of it." After a long silence, the man reached into his pocket, took out the key he had carried for years, and placed it in the lock. The door creaked open, and inside, to his astonishment, was not what he feared, but what he needed. A room filled with warmth, light, and everything necessary to restore the entire house. What he had avoided was the very place where life waited. This is what Jesus is speaking about. Belief in the Son is not merely intellectual argument. It is the courage to open the door, to entrust ourselves to him, not partially, not selectively, but entirely, because the Father has already entrusted everything to the Son, which means our healing is there, our truth is there, our forgiveness is there, our future is there. But here is the tension in the Gospel. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life. This is not God withholding life out of anger. It is the tragic reality that life can be offered and refused. To disobey here is not simply to break rules, it is to resist trust. To keep the door closed, to say, I will manage on my own, I will decide what to reveal and what to hide. And slowly the house grows dim. The gospel is not meant to frighten us. It is meant to awaken us. Because the truth is, we all have that locked room, that place we avoid, a wound we don't want to face, a sin we don't want exposed, a truth we are not ready to admit, a surrender we resist. And yet that very place is where Christ waits, not to condemn, but to give life. Belief in Jesus is not proven by what we say. It is revealed by what we entrust to him. So the question is simply, it's not easy. What door am I still keeping locked? Because eternal life is not just something after death. It begins the moment we allow Christ to enter fully. The Father has already given everything to the Son. The Son now gently asks, Will you give everything to me? Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the one to whom the Father has entrusted all things. You are the source of life, the giver of truth, the light in every darkness. And yet we hesitate. We hold back. We keep certain doors closed. Give us the courage to trust you more deeply, to open what we have hidden, to surrender what we fear. Enter every room of our hearts, Lord, not to judge, but to restore, not to condemn, but to forgive, but to give life. May we not settle for living in part of the house when you have come to fill it with your light. We believe, Lord. Help our unbelief. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a passage of Scripture and look at its deeper meaning, applying it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.